proud, patriotic, and these days I am a pissed off American citizen.
Speaker David Cobb is traveling the state of Florida telling residents about what is making him mad.
I see it. I'll tell you another truth. Large corporations are not merely exercising power today. They are ruling us. They are literally ruling.
Cobb is heading the Move to Amend campaign and stopped last weekend in Tampa to talk to residents about the increasing power of transnational corporations. On January 21st, the Supreme Court ruled in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission that corporations are persons, essentially giving them the same rights as American citizens. And this has activists like David Cobb worried.
The Citizens United case was around corporate money in elections, and we oppose that. But we also oppose corporations being able to overturn environmental protection laws. We oppose corporations being able to overturn safety and health laws or worker protection laws. Corporations have hijacked our government, and the doctrine of legal personhood is being used to legitimize the ability of corporations to hijack our governments.
And Cobb says he isn't the only one with uncertainties about the unchecked influence of corporations.
Poll after poll shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans believe that corporations have too much power in our society. 80-90% across political boundaries, principled conservatives and principled liberals believe corporate power is running amok in this country.
This issue may hit close to home for Gulf Coast residents. Inventor Skip Parrish worked with the defense organization to help during the recent oil spill disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. He says BP's tight fist on the matter made a bad disaster worse.
The people of the United States, through its constitution and over all the years that it's been in force, control their government. They vote in people to run their government. Their government is supposed to be immune from commercial interests. In this case, a foreign corporation on behalf of BP told our government agencies what to do, and they did it.
Florida Green Party co-chair Jane King says this is just the beginning to a long process of bringing together different organizations to fight growing corporate power.
This is a kickoff event, the kickoff to a movement here in Florida. And it is a unification of various groups throughout the state. And we really want everybody to be on board, not just the progressives, but everybody, because it concerns all of us, the fact that a corporation would have power over what happens. You can see all the corporate money that goes into elections, and then they control the policies that are enacted upon us. So as Green Party members, we want to make sure that the public policy is really public.
Move to Amend will make their next appearance at the Democracy Convention in Madison, Wisconsin. And Florida Move to Amend coordinator Michael Fox says there is one thing that most people can agree on when it comes to corporate personhood.
If it doesn't have a belly button, it isn't a person.
For WMNF, I'm Sarah Curran.